When the story of these mountains as resource takes over the story of the mountains as home, we become homeless in our own place and disconnected from Earth and one another. These are some of the opening lines of The Telling Takes Us Home, Taking Our Place in the Stories That Shape Us. That's the title of a new pastoral letter released from the Catholic Committee of Appalachia. It's the third of its kind. 40 years ago, the first was written and acclaimed as one of the most significant statements to emerge from the U.S. Catholic Church. That's according to the West Virginia Encyclopedia. The lead author of the letter is Michael Iafrate, a Wheeling resident completing a doctorate in theology.
The pastoral itself is a telling of the story of Appalachia and the people that are here and all of our diversity. And it's a telling of the church at the grassroots that's committed to justice, which is often a contrary voice in larger church contexts. And it's, I think, a way that people of faith can take their place in the larger stories of struggle for justice.
Committee members organized listening sessions with religious and non-religious alike over a four-year period. Their listening sessions especially targeted marginalized groups like women, minors, the homeless and imprisoned, people of color, and folks with a variety of sexual orientations. The resulting missive is 60 pages written in an open verse poetic form, studded with Parkersburg native Christopher Santer's paintings of mountains that have been surface mined. Iafrate says themes of the open letter are similar to many of the recent messages from Pope Francis. The pontiff has been preaching about moral obligations to care for the earth and the wisdom to be learned on that subject from marginalized populations most affected by ecological devastation.
I remember how significant the first pastoral was, and this is like the first one.
Jacqueline Hanrahan is a lawyer and a Catholic nun from the Congregation of Notre Dame. She's also the director of the Appalachian Faith and Ecology Center and has been a member of the Catholic Committee of Appalachia since 1982. On sort of a steering committee for the pastoral, she says the letter came from a need to give people hope and spread a message of inclusivity. Now, the first and second people's pastorals were endorsed by Catholic bishops from Appalachia, but this most recent letter comes without endorsement from any church hierarchy.
This time, we felt we wouldn't get them, to be honest, because some of them had already told us that they wouldn't have signed the first one. These were bishops who came later.
Sister Jackie does credit many of the southern bishops in Appalachia for helping to fund this latest pastoral, but after some thought, the committee decided no endorsements were really necessary.
We are the people of God, as church, and we have this authority, as it says on page 5, I'm looking at it, by lifting up the authority of these stories, we Christians at the grassroots hope to contribute to the growing movement that is telling a new story about our region. This is a pastoral message from the people themselves to our region, to the world, and to the churches, leaders and laity alike. And we are accepting the freedom that we have as people to name a truth that sometimes those in authority aren't free to name.
So we're really hoping for a grassroots kind of viral spreading of this message with all sorts of groups, not just Catholic, but beyond, and even beyond people of faith.
Lead author Michael Iafrate calls the letter an ecumenical gift exchange in the work for social justice. But non-religious folks also reviewed the pastoral before publication.
And many of them said that they were able to find their voice in the document as well, which was really important to all of us, that the document be something that can help build bridges for the work for justice.
Iafrate says lots of different people are trying to tell a new story of what it means to be Appalachian these days. He says the pastoral from the Catholic Committee of Appalachia is a way for people of faith to join that chorus. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Wheeling.